Morning, everybody. Welcome on this beautiful Friday morning to Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. We're going to start today with Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman with an update on efforts to provide relief to business owners and residents affected by the flash flood that ransacked Ellicott City 3 weeks ago. In less than 2 hours on the last Saturday night in July, the Patapsco River rose 14 feet. A flash flood from streams that flow into the Patapsco coursed down Main Street, killing two people and inflicting heavy damage in the historic enclave that was founded 244 years ago. The State Board of Public Works announced yesterday that it was making $2.5 million available to assist small businesses and residents. There's more money in the pipeline that has been requested by Governor Hogan, and more than $500,000 has already been donated by individuals to a recovery fund. Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman joins me on the line. Good morning, sir, and thank you for your time. I know this is a very busy time for you.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me. It is a busy time, but we're making progress.
Let's talk first about access to the properties in Ellicott City. Starting right now at this hour, you're allowing folks to go back into their stores and their homes to retrieve stuff and to make plans. Tell us how that's going to work.
Well, it actually started yesterday. Again, we told the residents that we would give a five-day block here for them to be able to get in all day long. We've asked our Department of Public Works folks to kind of pull back a little bit. They can be working on some areas just on the peripheral of Main Street. But yesterday, the residents had a full day down there, and the businesses and the property owners, and they'll do the same for the next 4 days from 9 until 7 p.m., 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and just gives them an opportunity to bring vehicles down now as well. We just wanted to make sure that we have people organized so not everybody's bringing a vehicle at the same time. So our folks here in Howard County have done a good job of kind of coordinating everything so people can get down there and get done what they need to get done. A lot of people have been cleaning up for a while now. We've had previous times where people have been able to get down there, and it's amazing how much work the residents and the business owners and property owners have been able to do with their friends and family and volunteers. So hopefully over the next 4 days they'll get a chance to get everything else done they need to get done, and then we are going to be closing off Main Street so that we can get some major utility and critical infrastructure done for 3 weeks.
3 weeks, and you do plan to rebuild Ellicott City, is that right?
No question. And you know, and it's not just me planning to rebuild. It's the community who wants to rebuild. It's the property owners who want to make sure that they rebuild their property and make it stronger and even better than before. So, you know, it's not a decision just that I, as county executive, to make. This is a community decision, and we're all working together, and we're excited about the possibilities of having an even stronger Ellicott City and one that is, can maybe mitigate problems even better in the future.
There are some folks who say that perhaps that should be rethought, though, because this is the second big flood in just 5 years. There have been 11 events like this over the last few decades. This is clearly not going to be the last time that Ellicott City has to contend with a lot of water, given its geographical location. Does it make sense to try to prop it back up again if something like this is likely to happen in the future?
Oh, it definitely makes sense. Ellicott City is a treasure for Howard County and for Maryland, and you know, it's something that we don't want to lose. And you know, I will just tell you that we've had disasters in the past that weren't even flooding. We've had a couple fires in Ellicott City, and when the buildings that were destroyed by the fires were rebuilt, those buildings had no problem with this most devastating flood we had, the flood that some call a 1,000-year flood. And so it's amazing how well those buildings held up. It's just that if we can improve the buildings that are there now, there are a couple of buildings that are going to have to be majorly rebuilt. We can make them stronger, and we can help them to be able to survive. You're not going to have a flood like we had very often. You have the floods that we generally have in Ellicott City are the ones where we have maybe 1 inch or 2 inches of rain in a short period of time, and that has caused problems in the past. Nothing like this devastating flood. So I believe we can do the mitigation that's necessary, especially if we get some help from the federal government, to be able to make it so that Ellicott City can continue to flourish as a great town with a unique character that everyone loves so much.
Obviously, this incident has brought the issue of stormwater runoff to the fore, because a lot of folks point to the number of impervious surfaces in Ellicott City that contributed to the fact that the Tiber stream could overflow in such a dramatic fashion. Where does the county stand in terms of meeting its obligation to mediate 20% of impervious surfaces by 2019? This was what some folks in the Republican Party, which is your party, were calling the rain tax. The Governor Hogan's administration got rid of the requirement for jurisdictions, the large jurisdictions in Maryland, to impose a dedicated fee. Howard County chose to keep it. Where do things stand with that?
Well, I mean, the 20%, of course, is countywide, not just in the Ellicott City area. But I mean, we're working very hard on that. We're doing the best we can, and we'll, you know, go do as best we can to make that goal. Whether we make it or not, I know Montgomery County has not been able to make their goal that they put out previously. So we'll see what happens with that. But more importantly, I think the question about Ellicott City, we do have people saying things about the infrastructure and the development and impervious surfaces. And I will tell you that, you know, development since 2000, I believe, has been under new regulations, have been having to mitigate their own stormwater on their property. And so a lot of it, I think, is an issue of this was a rainstorm. This was a devastating flood that would have had a problem with any type of mitigation. I don't think anyone could have built something to withstand 6 inches of rain in 2 hours. That just wasn't possible. But we can work and do better. And when I got elected in 2014 and in December took office, myself as well as Councilman John Weinstein, who represents the Ellicott City area, we worked together to put together a flood mitigation work group. They worked for a year and a half, and they gave us recommendations just last December. Myself and the county council have put in about $4.3 million into our capital budget to start addressing some of those problems. And we were getting ready to start doing that because their recommendations, like I say, just came in last December. And, of course, we had this terrible storm. And so, you know, we're going to continue to work to mitigate, Tom, but we're also waiting to see if we do get federal funds, that might help us to be able to do more in a shorter time period.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. My guest this morning, Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman. We're talking about rebuilding and recovering from the floods in Ellicott City. There is some state money that has been made available, about $2.5 million so far, with another $2.5 million in the pipeline. Who does that money go to? How is it spent? What do you have to do to qualify for it?
Well, the Board of Public Works, we're very thankful to Governor Hogan and Comptroller Franco. I know Treasurer Kopp wasn't there. I think she would have supported it as well, so I'm not saying anything against her, but she wasn't there that day. That's $2.5 million is going to go to the Department of Housing and Community Development. They're going to use that $2.5 million to provide low interest or 0% loans. I think it's very low interest loans, maybe 1.6 or something I heard the other day. And so we'll be working with property owners as well as business owners to help them. And so it should be able to help everybody down in Main Street to help them either restock, or help them do some rebuilding, help do other things as well. So I'm very thankful to the Board of Public Works for doing that. But they also, Governor Hogan also the same day announced that he would be requesting $2.5 million from the state legislature from the Catastrophic Relief Fund. I know it has to go to the Legislative Policy Committee for that to be finalized. When I was a state senator, I actually had an opportunity to serve on that committee for a while when I was in leadership. And so I know that they'll be reviewing it as soon as possible. I'm sure they can try to get a meeting together very quickly. And so I'm confident they'll approve that. So then we'll have a total of $5 million. Still, all that will go through the Department of Housing and Community Development. And they'll be working with the residents and business and property owners of Ellicott City to see what's the best way to use that funds.
Assuming that second part of the funding is approved, do you think $5 million is going to be enough to do it?
I think it's a good start. Again, we're also looking at other funds that are available through different agencies, federal and state. And so we'll continue to look at that. We also are very appreciative of the outpouring of support that people have made for the Ellicott City Partnership, the United Way, and other organizations, the Community Action Council of Howard County. They've raised, just in a couple of those organizations, over $500,000 alone. And so we're working, we have put a fund committee together to kind of look at applications and give recommendations on where maybe some of those funds should be spent. So we have a lot of different avenues we're looking at, Tom. And so I am very appreciative of Governor Hogan and Comptroller Franco in the state of Maryland for helping us with the $5 million to start with. And certainly there may be other ways. I had conversation with Secretary Gill from the Commerce Department yesterday. He's going to be looking at ways in which they can maybe help some of the business owners. I met with the Secretary of Transportation, working with different ways we can help with road improvements. And so there are a lot of different groups working together with us. And again, Governor Hogan has been great because he has really made clear that all of his cabinet secretaries should be doing all they can to work with us to solve whatever problems they can help us with.
Over the last 15 years or so, there are some folks that estimate that developers have made more than 100 proposals to build in and around Ellicott City. You know, these are residential areas, retail areas, office buildings. Many of these developments are near the Tiber Stream and the Hudson Stream that were the ones that overflowed to cause this, you know, as you say, one in a thousand year flood. Is the development of Howard County going to slow down or be affected in any way by this particular event?
Well, we're certainly going to continue to make sure that the regulations are followed. That's one thing that I ran on as my campaign. I know a lot of people are concerned in Howard County about growth and development, but you know, we certainly don't want to stop development. That certainly is something that's good for our county and it's good for our people of Howard County. So we just got to make sure it's done in a responsible way. And so that's been our job as county executives. I took office to make sure that the regulations we have are followed and that we make sure things are done well. With that being said, as I said earlier, stormwater regulations were increased dramatically in previous years so that whenever there's a development done, whether it be commercial or residential, they're required to mitigate the stormwater on site. And so any new development being done is certainly going to be carefully scrutinized to make sure that it does that. I don't know if the number you have is correct about how much has been requested over those years, but whatever development has been requested, we are making sure that every regulation in Howard County is followed.
Alan Kettleman is the county executive of Howard County. If you'd like to help relief efforts or if you need more information about the services that are being offered by various agencies, come to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning, and we'll provide a link. County executive, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate it, Tom, and thank you for everyone's support for Ellicott City. It means an awful lot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
By the way, Toby's Dinner Theater of Columbia is producing a series of late-night cabaret performances to benefit the Ellicott City Partnership Relief Fund. It's called the Main Thing Cabaret Series, and the first performance is tonight following their performance of their current production, Hairspray. There are other cabaret performances scheduled in the coming weeks. We'll have more information about all that as well on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It is Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up after a break for the news, Culture Connections with Dr. Sherry Parks from the University of Maryland. We'll talk about race and the Rio Olympics. Stay with us.